Love is in the air and underwater. The Tennessee Aquarium is hosting an adults-only event that is uncensored. You have to be 21 to attend this after-hours event on February 14th at the Tennessee Aquarium. I spoke with educators Carrie Howell and Thaddeus Taylor to find out what we can expect at Uncensored.
Romantic sponge, as they say, do it. Oysters down in Oyster Bay, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Cold Cape Cod clams, against their wish, do it. Eating lazy jellyfish, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Uncensored at the Aquarium is an adults-only event on Valentine's Day, and that's kind of fascinating in itself. How did this come about?
I guess it was really my idea because I have worked out on the West Coast and also visited people in places on the West Coast where these 21-plus after-hours events are more popular than they are here in the South. And Thaddeus and I were also talking about some of the things that we can't always talk about when there's children around.
Are you saying that some of the educational discussion might go a little beyond the surface?
Typically, we are limited to a G rating because a lot of our guests are families or school groups, and so it has to stay to a certain level. But we are hoping to take this, yeah, beneath what we can normally hit and hit some of those subjects that are a little less common for us to be able to have an opportunity to talk about. And people want to know this stuff. They just might not feel comfortable asking it in the typical atmosphere that we have, especially, you know, a lot of the folks that you run into on the floor are our docents who, if you're my age, they feel like your grandparents, so you may not feel comfortable even asking them the question. So we're hoping this is an opportunity to give those people a chance.
Well, we're on Valentine's Day, so you're obviously talking about underwater antics of relationships between animals.
We know a lot about this subject, and especially our aquarists, our biologists, all of our husbandry staff knows a lot about this kind of thing, and it's really knowledge that's shared among staff, and it's going to be really exciting for us to get to share these things with the public, some of it for the first time.
It can be really surprising misunderstandings that people have or just lack of information about the subject when it comes to animals, because it is a bit taboo of a subject to speak about at points.
Where will the activities and discussions be taking place?
Well, we're really limiting it for this event because we want it to feel very social and that everybody is getting to be a part of everything that's going on. So all of the activities will take place only in the lower lobby level, so where the Seahorse Gallery is, where the auditorium is. And then at the very end, we're doing some team trivia up in the main lobby. So there won't be touring of all of the building like you might with other events, but included with the ticket price, if you're not a member, is tickets to come back to kind of, you know, maybe even see some of this information in action.
What can you expect in terms of the atmosphere? I know you're going to have adult beverages available. And as you said, is it like a pub trivia?
Yeah, we're going to have adult beverages. Sticky Fingers is going to cater some finger foods. There's also going to be a DJ for some background music in between rounds music during trivia. We want it really to feel like maybe a more intellectual night at the bar.
This isn't included with your regular membership. Are there discounts for members?
There is a significant discount for members. So if you're a member out there, it'd be a great night to get a babysitter.
It being Valentine's Day, I'm sure you're anticipating more couples, but I bet there's a chance for singles to have a good time too.
We actually kind of were planning this specifically for those people who don't want to do the traditional Valentine's Day. So if you don't have somebody to do a traditional Valentine's Day with, this is the perfect opportunity. Bring all of your friends. In fact, if you can have your own team for the trivia, that seems a whole lot of fun. So we're going to have like tables of eight, I believe.
Where would you go to get tickets for this?
There is a chance that the tickets will sell out, so it's suggested to buy them online. You can buy them at tnaqua.org/events and go scroll down to Valentine's Day.
Why did you name it Uncensored?
There was a lot of discussion for a while about what name we could use, and I came up with some very inappropriate ones for a while, but this one was one that we thought was kind of pushing the envelope a little. It's a little suggestive, a little tongue-in-cheek even. So we were kind of surprised that it got accepted. But yeah, we wanted to have uncensored information because that's most of the time we're having to censor what we can talk about because we have kids present.
When it comes to dating, humans have their way of doing it, but I understand cuttlefish may be a little bit different. What would you see if you were to go to the cuttlefish tank to find out whether or not they like each other?
Well, sometimes it can look like the cuttlefish are fighting with each other. They're arm in arm, and it looks like there is a struggle going on. And then sometimes with other animals, it might look like courtship is going on, but they're actually fighting.
The grunts are a good example of that. A lot of times it looks like they're trying to kiss each other. They're going mouth to mouth with their mouths wide open, but they're just trying to be dominant over each other. You can see the courtship behavior with the turtles nearly on a daily basis. You know, the males with their long nails scratching at the females' faces, letting her know that, you know, I'd like to get to know you a little better.
How do the females usually react?
You're more likely to see them pushing the males away than responding in a positive way. I think that turtles mating is one other thing that made me think about this event, because it's happened so often that I've been with a group of children and parents, and the parents are just having such a good time laughing when the kids are confused by the behavior or think that they're playing or wrestling, and it's fun for the parents. So I think it'll be fun to have a night where we can talk about those things openly instead of just with our eyes.
Electric eels, I might add to it, though it shocks them, I know. Why ask if Shad to it? Way to bring me Shad Row in shallow shoals. English souls do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Uncensored. Tennessee Aquarium After Hours will be Thursday, February 14th from 7 to 10 p.m. There will be a cash bar, pub trivia, a DJ, and a chance to ask aquarium educators Carrie Howell and Thaddeus Taylor all those adult questions about the animals that you just can't mention in front of the kids. Visit the Around and About blog at WUTC.org for links to ticket information. Meet your friends on Valentine's Day at the River Journey Building for Uncensored at the Tennessee Aquarium. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.